so long.
Thank you. Thank you, Kitty.
All right. Thank you, Kitty. And Ernest, thanks for coming in and dropping by WYSO, playing a few tunes for us. Let's go to this other band here in the studio. This is a sort of a pickup band, and they call themselves the Terre Haute Jed Shed Pickers. And I mentioned before, Bruce Williams and Floyd Alexander on guitar, Doug Smith on the dobro, Kent Wertman on the mandolin here. Well, let's turn it over to them and see if we can't get some music from them.
Crowd in there, boys.
Evening.
Well, howdy, folks. We are the Terre Haute Jed Shed Pickers. We usually pick on Tuesday nights up in Terre Haute, but tonight we're picking for you, and we're just going to play some of the stuff we like to play for ourselves. We're not trying to sell you anything or make any money. We're just playing music we like.
Unless they got plenty of extra money and they're wanting to get rid of some of it, I could sell them something or another, I'm sure.
Well, Bruce, go right ahead. Maybe you can, we get a cut.
You got a lot of money, call me and we'll see what we can do. How about that?
Well, we got Bruce Williams in here and Floyd Alexander and Ken Wertman, and we're going to play for a little set. Have maybe half a dozen tunes for you. Take a little break and come back later if they'll let us. Bruce, would you like to sing us something?
Oh, I can try and sing you one. If you want to kick me off on Crying Myself to Sleep in the Moonlight.
All right.
Tomorrow
I cried myself to sleep in the moonlight. The stars remind me of your eyes. The lonesome old howl of the coyote keeps telling my heart how to pine.
Mighty fine. Oh, we got people clapping out there. That's nice to hear. Nice to see.
They don't know any better, do they?
Hey, we're going to try one for you we like. It's called Waiting on the Robert E. Lee out of the Key of C, fellas.
Ken's getting all warmed up over there. Shake getting loosened up.
He's got fingers like lightning. Never strike the same place twice.
Robert E. Lee. This is just about like down the shed, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. There's, you know, sometimes in the shed we get 6 or 7 people in there. It gets real tight. So yeah. we were really able to stretch out here. That's pretty nice. Say, Floyd, what about that house on the hill?
What about that house on the hill? Oh, little Jimmy Wakely tune from out about as far west as you can get unless you go to Hawaii, out of California. I wanna be when the moon is high in a little house on the hill where you can watch stars gleam from the sky in a little house on the hill. That's a place where I'll be happy. Oh, how can I be blue? That's a place where I'll be waiting to be alone with you. I found a paradise for you and I in a little house on the hill. Forgot what key I was playing.
Speaking of keys, remember we went up Bell Fountain last time? I locked my keys in the car. It took us about 3 hours to get you out of the back seat.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry we didn't use you guys.
Well, you have them days.
Let me borrow a mic.
Oh my gosh, Tom!
You have to get the real the officials in here now.
Tom's in.
Okay, well we got the Terre Haute Jed Shed Pickers here tonight here on the. Do you know that's what we introduced you?
Roadside next.
Okay, got it done.
Yeah,
You're listening to the Midnight Ramble on WYSO live music from here in the studio in Yellow Springs. We're very pleased to have this band here, sort of a jam band, say that?
Well, it's just, we just get together and pick once a week and play stuff we want to hear.
And we've heard a Jimmy Wakely piece, and Bruce, did you write the one before that?
Yeah, I did.
And that was a heck of a good song. Good harmony on there, Floyd.
Yeah, thank you.
That was before the Robert E. Lee song, though. But what was the name of that song?
I Cried Myself to Sleep in the Moonlight.
Man.
Isn't that nice?
That's good poetry there. Cried myself to sleep in the moonlight. And I guess...
The coyote wasn't too bad either, was it?
I thought that dog was injured or something. I wasn't sure what was going on. I said, put that dog out of his misery. Come on. And Bruce Williams, you over here with a nice, pretty guitar. Tell us about that guitar you're picking there.
Well, it's a guitar my father bought, I believe, back in 1962, and he played it till he passed away, and I plan on playing it until I do.
It's a Gibson Hummingbird, is that right?
No, it's a Gibson Dove.
Oh, it's a Dove. Yes. Well, we were debating in there. And is the pick guard original on there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I those, remember seeing those in the music store back then. That's a pretty nice guitar.
That has a lot of sound to it, doesn't it?
It does have good sound, yeah. And I really enjoy playing it. I think it helps me to write songs.
You are a songwriter. You like to dabble in that a little
dabbler,
bit.
I'm a dabbler, songwriter, dabbler, I guess.
And the Terre Haute Jed Shed Pickers. Whose shed is that that we're...
Well, that'd be mine.
That's yours. Okay, yeah. So Bruce Williams, you can be the home boy of this band, huh?
If I have to be, I guess I can.
And so you live up in is that in Champaign?
Ohio,
is that Champaign County or is that Clark?
That's Champaign County.
Uh-huh. And are you born and raised there?
No, I'm from Clark County actually. Mm-hmm. I grew up out in North End, Northeastern District, and moved up Champaign County when I was about 15, I guess. Mm-hmm. Been up there ever since.
Okay. Been up there ever since. And what kind of work do you do up there?
Well, right now I'm a truck builder. I work at Navistar.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay. Trucks. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that's – I do a good job there. I like to keep Navistar in here as long as as
hey
we can.
Say hey to all my union brothers and sisters.
That sounds great. But so you're on the line there. Do you work at the line?
Yeah.
And so you're on the line thinking about these lyrics here, coming up with a good song.
I come up with a lot of songs.
All right. And now do you have
all them machines got different keys and stuff? I find the key I want and
I go from there. Sounds good to me. I want to talk to each one of you in turn here. But do you have a song you got picked out? What you got here? Another one of Bruce Williams' songs?
Yeah. How about that?
Another one of mine?
This one is again as good as the other one, is it?
Well, I don't know. You just have to.
I like that last one. That was nice. That was nice. Let's hear this band again here on the Midnight Ramble on WYSO.
Do one called Little Gal That Lives Down the Street.
Little Gal That Lives Down the Street.
Yeah.
Here.
There's a little gal that lives down the street. The way she looks at me is really neat. Well, the curly hair and the big blue eyes, the reason that's got me mesmerized. Little gal that lives down the street. You see that gal coming for a 100 miles. Something about her. Looks at me is really neat.
her curly hair and her big blue eyes. The way she looks got me mesmerized. Little gal that lives down the street. Yes, little gal that lives down the street.
Boy, you're getting out of all kinds of stuff tonight, Ken.
Well, got a friend who lives up around Marysville, Joe Elk, and he's a steel guitar player. And oh, a month or two ago, he mentioned this tune to me, Drowsy Waters. In fact, Ken, you mentioned Drowsy Waters, too.
I like it, yes.
And so this is a Hawaiian tune, and we'll try to render a little bit of it for you in the key of G. Pretty tune.
Very.
And we'll send it out to Ray Maltz as well, who's passed long, but certainly got us interested in Hawaiian music. Okay, how about, why don't we do Roadside Rag, and then we'll take a little break.
Sound like a winner. That okay, Dan? Got the nod up for everyone. Got the engineers on our side tonight.
Okay. Here's a little bit of the Roadside Rag.
Oh, here comes the boss.
Roadside Rag. Just as you're starting.
Okay.
Just as you're starting there. Because I wanted to get. Thank you, Doug. Wanted to get Ken Wertman here on the microphone because he didn't want to talk. So we have to get him up here. Ken, you're a mandolin player, and I see. How long you been playing the mandolin here?
About 3 years, I think.
3 years. No, scoot up just a little bit here to that mic. And
it won't bite you.
It might, but we got first aid if it does. I understand you guys get together every Tuesday night. Is that what happens?
Yeah, I just met these guys last fall and told them I was just learning to play bluegrass.
Sure.
He keeps coming back.
And they can't get rid of me.
And so this Tuesday night thing, you guys just get together for the fun of it, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I do just for the fun of it. Anyway.
And you just get together, and is there like a structure to your jam? Or You just get to drink
really.
Coffee and shoot the bow and then,
yeah, we yeah, I'll pass it around.
We play in Terre Haute because they won't let us in Thackeray.
The big city, huh? Yeah. All right. Well, and I heard you flutter on that last one, that Hawaiian tune. Are you learning those Hawaiian chords on that mandolin there?
It's just...
They're there somewhere, aren't they?
Well, these guys are teaching me quite a bit, too.
They yeah. And are you playing elsewhere? Well, you say you're learning bluegrass music.
I used to a long time ago.
Oh, did you? So you're a musician. This is not new to you, this music stuff.
Well, I used to play guitar, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, you still have a guitar?
Yeah, a couple
and,
of them, yeah.
And who's your favorite mandolin player? Who inspires you?
Is it Bill Monroe or...
I think it would be. Or... Can't get much more inspired than that.
Doyle Lawson, yes.
Doyle,
I like him, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They come over from the dark side, ask him about back like in the 60s.
Yeah, y'all see the picture I got hanging up down at my shed.
Well, tell me about it. What the picture?
Well, the same year I was born, he's playing rock and roll guitar at a rock and roll band.
No. Come on, this mandolin player over here.
Yeah.
But then he seen the...
Saw the light.
Saw the light. And
saw, heard Bill Monroe eyes. And Kenny Baker, huh? Came on over.
Yeah, well, Dad wanted me to play mandolin when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But my high school buddies taught me how to play bass in a rock and roll band. And, and about 50 years later, I bought a mandolin. And, I learned to play a little bit, and I went down to the cemetery and played his favorite tune for him.
Is that right? Well, that's sweet. What's his favorite tune?
It was Home Sweet Home.
Home Sweet Home. And was your dad a musician as well?
He was a back porch picker, yeah.
Uh-huh. What did he play? What instrument?
Guitar? A little bit of everything, yeah. Harmonica and mandolin, yeah.
Okay. Well, and it's Ken, is that right?
Kenneth Workman.
Yeah.
And so thank you very much for coming and sharing some of your music with us.
Yeah, they call me Kevin. So.
Just when he goofs up.
They don't know. That's the thing. But we do appreciate you all coming tonight. So you're going to do one more and then take a little break.
That's what we thought.
And it was a road what?
Roadside rag.
All right. We'll give you back this mic.
Lester tune.
Okay. Here we go.
1, 2, 3.
The studio for just a minute, and we'll get back for a second set from the Terre Haute Jed Shed Pickers from up in Champaign County. Thank them. Thank Bruce Williams, Floyd Alexander, Kent Wertman, and Doug Smith for coming down to WYSO. We'll talk to the remaining two members of the band we haven't interviewed yet. We'll get them on in just a minute.
You're listening to Member Supported 91.3 WYSO, The Midnight Ramble. We take a trip through the highways and byways in the history of country music, like this great song from Johnny Rodriguez.
Just call me darling. Just call me darling.
Williams, was that a song of yours?
Yes, it was.
I thought so.
Call me darling, don't call me late for supper.
I'm not going to touch that one, Bruce. We're not going to touch that one. Doug Smith over here on the Dobro. I've seen you before.
You look familiar to me as well.
You play in a band called the Corn Drinkers, I think.
Yes, I do.
I've heard that band before. And as for listeners, perhaps didn't hear your last set. This is a group that gets together on Tuesday nights. In Terre Haute, up in Champaign County, the little village.
Yep.
In Bruce's little shed. I guess it's not too much bigger than the where you're sitting around here.
No, we got more space here.
You got more space here.
until the sun starts shining, then we're unlimited space.
It's been rare this winter. Yeah. I got to admit that, but. So you get together every Tuesday night and you just sort of swap tunes. Is that how that works, Doug?
Yeah. If I'm working on something I think these guys will put up with, I'll throw it at them, and sometimes we work them out, and sometimes, you know, that wasn't the right tune. And, you know, Bruce is active. He's always coming up with a new tune.
That's great. And Floyd Alexander here, I know, he's an encyclopedia of these old tunes.
Is.
Those
I'll
Jimmy Wakely tunes. And
we play a lot of good
Johnny Bond
old-fashioned country tunes.
And that's sort of rare anymore. It's nice to hear just a pick and parlor type thing here.
Yeah.
And you play, I know you play guitar as well as dobro that you're playing tonight.
Right.
And you brought two dobro instruments. Why is that?
Well, the steel guitar is limited because you've got this little metal bar that you do your fretting with. Four fingers, you can really get around a lot better. But, you know, that's a limitation and an advantage. But that's why steel players often have two necks, because they have two tunings that are quite different and gives them more different kind of sounds.
So each guitar you have here has a different tuning.
Yeah.
And in this one I'm looking at over here, it says Dobro on it. What's the brand name of
these
the
are
one
both Dobros.
Oh, both Dobros.
Yeah, uh-huh. I just happened to find these two. There are a lot of good Resophonic guitars out there. I just happened to find these two.
And as the audience may know, or just by coincidence, during the break we played Phil Case playing a Resophonic guitar,
yes.
And then we played Josh Graves. Pretty much all the same instruments, aren't they, and the ones that you play?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think those were all Resonator instruments.
And it sort of entered into bluegrass repertoire through that Josh Graves.
Josh really opened the door for the bluegrass dobro, and it's, you know, he's really did a lot of wonderful, led the way.
In fact, Monroe, talking about Bill Monroe earlier, he was a little skeptical about that dobro guitar one. It took him a long time to come around.
Well, there's some reasons for
that. There's some reasons for that.
We probably don't need to get into
it
right now.
But we should also point out, as perhaps listeners of the Midnight Ramble know, a longer history of dobro-type guitars, Resophonic guitars in country music. And, in fact, Roy Acuff featured one always on the Opry
absolutely.
Every week.
And you've got Shot Jackson playing with the Bales Brothers and Kitty Wells and people like that. And, oh, that's good music, isn't it?
It's good music. Well, Floyd, we'll catch you on the next break here in a little bit. I want you to get some new more songs in here. And, Bruce, I'm going to get your vocal mic just a little bit closer because I want you to.
Oh, wow.
So we're good. What I want to do is turn, let's see if we can do this.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. How about that? I want to turn you up without distorting. That needs to be a little closer. We're good.
All right.
Okay, let's hear a song.
Okay, we're going to do an instrumental here. It's actually a Hawaiian tune called Kilohana, but what that means is high point. So we just call it High Point.
You know, we have High Point here in Ohio.
Yeah, we do. Well, but we'll call it Bell Fountain. Yeah, we're in the key of A. You ready? Thank you, folks. There you go.
You know, I had a guy call me the other day and wanted to know if I knew how to fix a tuba.
Tuba?
Fix
how
a tuba?
Do you fix a tuba?
Well, I told him use a tuba glue.
Oh. Now, friends, it's not all fun. Sometimes the jokes. Now, that's a good one. That's a good one. So I'll say no more. Well, how about the trail is way too long? We're really kind of fond of the cowboy music of the late 40s, and this tune comes right out of that era.
Johnny Bond, Jimmy Wakely, all the trio.
The trail is way too long. The trail is way too long. The road is rough. The load is tough. But still we journey on. Somewhere a candle light.
Actually, we're going to a different season.
A different season?
We're going to go to the fall.
Ah.
Where there's a sack of leaves.
Sack of leaves.
Ooh.
Doug's changing his tuning.
Now, do I know this one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Just another time here. That was great, Doug. That was. What's that one called?
That's called Stack-a-Lee Blues, but we call it Sack of Leaves.
Sack of Leaves. Okay. And Floyd Alexander over here on the guitar doing vocals, both lead and harmony tonight.
Trying.
You and Floyd, you've gone to Hawaii and learned some of these chords, haven't you?
Yeah, Doug and Barb drug me all the way over to Hawaii.
You've been
screaming
there
and hollering, and
that's why you can do some of these. And I don't know if that's a Hawaiian song or not, but
yes, it is.
It is, and well, you got some guitar chords on that, don't you?
Just a few.
What were you going to say?
That's a 12-bar blues with a dizzying array of chords.
That's one when I. Doug first started coming down, that was one of the first songs he taught me.
And oh, yeah.
I thought that was a cool song.
It is a cool song. And Floyd Alexander, you live up in those parts up in near Terre Haute as well.
Yeah, a little farther north.
Still in Champaign
County.
Still
in Champaign County. Yeah.
And you've been playing all your life, I know.
Working on it.
Because you bought that guitar, I think you told Dan here a little while ago, in 1971? 73. Bought it up from Bradley Kincaid.
Bradley Kincaid, Mr. Kincaid,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And much of an honor to meet him. He was my grandfather's favorite radio personality.
He was big in his time, wasn't he?
Yep.
And you and your dad and your brother, I know them I know them all. And your dad was a big country music fan.
Yes, he was.
And he raised you and your brother to writing his country in this music, didn't it?
We were not allowed to make any noise in the house when his music was on. Or we got the look.
But you learned it right. And we appreciate it. Well, once again, we appreciate you guys coming down to our studios in Yellow Springs. We're going to call this band, let's see if I can get it right now, the Terre Haute Jed Shed Pickers.
Yeah,
Tuesday Night Pickers.
Old Jed Clampett, he liked this kind of music.
Is that where we got Jed?
We got a picture of him hanging on the wall down there.
There's a lot of interesting stuff in the shed. You might want to come up sometime and check it out.
I have to do it. Well, and so you guys get together, just for the audience who may have just tuned in, you get together on Tuesday nights, every Tuesday night in Bruce Williams' shed here, and that's where we come across that name, honestly, here. And just you trade some licks, trade some songs and have a good time, and that's really what this music's all about, I think. It should be, anyway.
Each one of us have the songs that we like, and we share those with the guys in there. And as in Doug's case, he teaches us how to play them also.
I know your taste, Floyd, so I bet there's a few animal songs involved in there as well, not only coyotes in there.
From time to time.
Time to time. And I do have one request before you guys ever pack it up tonight. I'd like to hear that first song that you did of yours. Was it the Moonlight song? Was it the Coyote one that you did?
I believe so.
Let's do that over again, because now that I got your mic closer, I got a better cut, and I'd like to get a good recording of that. So add that to your list.
We'll
there.
Do that.
If you're not too far out of the tuning you made for it.
Well, actually, I'm just sitting here enjoying myself. I should just do
Well, okay, we'll turn it back over here.
It's really nice that no matter who shows up to play, and we've had numerous people show up to play on Tuesday nights. Famous people, infamous people too.
But
they all add to the enjoyment of Tuesday nights with what they bring to the shed. So
everybody always seems to fit right in, don't they?
They do. No matter what they play
or
how good they can play.
Good neighbors, good times. And old Jed Clampett overseeing it all. Huh?
Yeah, he does. Right.
What are we going to try next?
Well, you know, I think it might be time for us to play Kentucky Waltz.
Yeah, we got a mandolin player.
We're going to get our mandolin picker to show us how that works. Thank you. What about that I cried myself to sleep? Shall we try to do that again? Mole in the ground? Well, we actually got a request, folks, and it concerns playing something, so we're taking that under consideration. Let's see. We are in the key of D. Are you ready?
No,
no. We're going to do... we got Tom's request first. We're taking them in order.
Okay.
Is that all right?
I don't care.
I cried myself to sleep in the moonlight. The stars remind me of your eyes. The lonesome old howl of the coyote keeps telling my heart how to pine. You came to me, my darling, in the moonlight. Your smile shone away to my heart. I followed that never thought our love would ever part. I cried myself to sleep in the moonlight. The stars remind me of your eyes. The lonesome old howl of a coyote keeps telling my heart how to pine.
You think about it.
Well, thank you.
Well, let's see now. What about Krishuma?
All right.
Another good mandolin.
Well, I have to play on that.
Yes, you do.
pick something beside your nose.
Okay, so this tune we learned from, when I say we, the Corn Drinkers, learned from a guy named J.P. Fraley. J.P., who is from northeastern Kentucky, was a mining engineer, and he traveled all over the world setting up mine equipment and troubleshooting stuff, and he spent time in quite a few different places. One of them was Brazil, and there's a town called Criciúma, which is a mining town, and he learned this tune there, but he never learned the name, so we call it Criciúma, or Salute to Criciúma. And Ken took a shine to this and kind of worked it out, so we decided we better give it a shot.
Do I have to start it?
Oh, yeah. Yes, we should. And if you're all listening, great. And if you aren't, we'll tell you about it later. Okay, so what about that Mole in the Ground song?
Oh, I don't know. We could do a Western tune instead.
Okay, that's fine. So we're not going to take that request. We're going to do something else.
Band-aid on the side of that.
Yeah.
Got hurt in war? Or?
It hurt, yeah. I got a Band-Aid on my dobro, and I'm not explaining it to anybody.
First time I've noticed.
He still wants the mobile thing.
Now, that was a guy named Sam that called in for that song.
Well, that's my son, Sam. I bet you
your son?
Yeah. He said he took off. He was going to take off work early just so he could listen to Tom's show tonight.
He called in and said it sounded good. Said they were even listening to it at work.
Wow. We appreciate
can
that.
We do a couple or three more?
Johnson's Manufacturing up there in Urbana, Ohio. I didn't know we could reach that far north.
Do you want to do somewhere along the trail?
Well, we can if you'd like. If it's time.
It's on the list.
All righty.
Yeah,
there's a little western tune that I found on an old 78 that was recorded back in the late 30s down in Texas with a little Texas kind of a swing band, and I enjoyed the tune so well I learned part of it. When shadows fall, I hear your call somewhere along the trail. When stars appear, I miss you here somewhere along the trail. My pony and I travel on down the line. Wish you were here.
A tune you wrote called I'm Getting Old. Remember
well,
that?
Well, I am too, Doug. I'll tell you what, I'm about to catch up to you guys, I think.
You haven't got a chance. You want to give that one a shot?
We can try.
Let's see.
Do it out of D, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, my legs are wobbly and my hair is thin. There's not many teeth left in my grin. I'm getting old. I'm getting old. I can't hear and I can't see. Can't even no longer climb a tree. I'm getting old. I'm getting old. Please give me something for the pain. My whole body knows it's gonna rain. I'm getting old. I'm getting old. Hurt and my back does too. The old arthritis is making me blue. I'm getting old. I'm getting old. One day you're young and in your prime. The next thing you know, you're gonna find you're getting old. You've grown so old. Please give me something for the pain. My whole body knows it's gonna rain. I'm getting old. I'm getting
aren't we all?
Yeah.